I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordas. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what's going on in Osmond Designs?
Okay, Jeff. So we have all hands on deck. We are currently setting up the Parade of Homes. I know we keep talking about the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, but I'm a little biased because it's my all-time favorite. I've been involved with this parade probably since I was 3 years old. I don't know. My parents took me every single year, and I still love it. Now that I'm older and a business owner, I have the opportunity to sponsor the Parade of Homes, and that's been a lot of fun. Today, I have been looking forward to having Steve Caldwell. He is the executive officer for the Utah Valley Home Builders Association on the show. And, you know, off air, Steve and I can talk about the Parade of Homes probably for days and months and years, because there's always funny stories. There's always exciting things going on, and always the success and the challenges of all the parades. But today we have Steve. And Steve, I just want to introduce you and give our listeners and our friends here on KSL a little background about how you became involved in this business and all the good things about you.
Well, I don't know how many good things I can bring up, but I've been in the business for a long time. I've been in the industry for a lot longer than I'd like to admit, but I was a subcontractor, managed a window company, and then I went and managed a bathtub company for a while. But the last 12 years, I've managed the Home Builders Association, and been able to work with the builders and subcontractors of Utah Valley. And it's been a great opportunity for me. We have a really good organization, very successful, but great people that are willing to do a lot for the community and are very involved. So it's been really rewarding and fun for me to be involved.
So for our listeners that maybe aren't familiar with the Home Builders Association, what is that organization?
We're a group of builders, of residential builders and subcontractors, suppliers that work in the building industry in Utah Valley. We do a lot of different things. We're involved in government affairs with all the cities. We have 20 cities in our area that we spend a lot of time with, trying to keep the price of permits and impact fees reasonable, which is an impossible feat. We also have a service committee where we do a lot of subcontractors for Santa work. We do a lot of scholarship work for our members and for the three colleges we work with. We work with BYU, UVU, and Snow College. And we have a lot of different parts that were scholarships and service projects that we do with them. And then we also have a membership committee. Our membership has grown from about 250 when I started to this month, we're about 960. And so it's been a lot of interest, a lot of people getting involved, helping us make a difference. And so it's been very successful. It's been a lot of fun. I've been able to meet a lot of new people, a lot of people I've gained a lot of respect for, of how willing they are to help others, how willing they are to work with their, even between themselves and their competition, help them with their problems. It's just been really rewarding and a nice place to be.
I feel like members of the Home Builders Association are some of the most generous people that I've ever met.
They are. They don't like me to talk about it because they want to do it anonymously. But I've seen them do things that are just remarkable, not just in our subcontractors for Santa, but projects of, you know, like last year we had a house that was struggling getting ready for the parade. A couple of the builders that were already done went over and spent the day there helping them get things and tie loose ends, which is amazing to help your competition be successful during a parade. And it's just the type of people we have. It's been, people just wouldn't understand, I guess, and you wouldn't see that with competitors, but it has been amazing.
I think what a lot of people don't realize is it really is a team that puts together a home. Yes, you have a general contractor. Yes, you have an interior designer. Yes, you have an architect, but there are so many behind-the-scenes subcontractors that put their entire heart and souls into these homes, and they really are artisans. They do such beautiful, beautiful work.
Yeah, it's amazing. The homes have so many different features. There's so many different people involved. It's really showcases our industry and all the things that are available. And we have everything from, you know, woodworking, the swimming pools, the decorating, the landscaping, you know, back to when they start with the foundations and the concrete. It's amazing how many people are involved and how many families are fed and taken care of because of the housing industry.
For sure. Okay, back to the Home Builders Association. It really is a networking organization where not only builders, but also all of the associates, banks and furniture stores and sign companies and everyone in between can get together and network and talk about how we can help each other in our different organizations and in our businesses. And you do have monthly luncheons and you do provide a lot of educational opportunities for us as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we provide a general membership meeting once a month. And that's usually just a get-together with to network with each other. Sometimes it's just a networking meeting. Sometimes we have a motivational speaker. Once a year, we usually get a BYU coach to come over and talk with us. It's a lot of the members are involved. They really enjoy them. It's a by reservation only because we fill up. But it's a lot of different people involved, and it's been really, really successful.
I think that it really benefits the community as well, because like you had mentioned, a lot of these people are your neighbors and your friends, and they're helping to increase property values and build equity in all of these neighborhoods. And your organization specifically also helps with impact fees and all of the city building permit fees. I mean, these are all very hot topics that are very important.
I think we try. I'm not sure how much we affect them because the cities are in a tough place too, where they're trying to get what they can. And, you know, housing affordability is a huge, huge problem. And so we spend a lot of energy and a lot of time trying to work out things to make sure that they're doing it legally and that they're doing it the right way. But it's a big challenge, and I know it is for the cities too.
So what you're probably most well known for is the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, and this is not just a local Utah event. This has expanded not only across the country. In fact, I believe you won best.
Yeah, we've won best in the nation two of the last 4 years. So we have one of the most notable parades in the nation.
Why?
It's very unique, and the way we do it and the quality of the homes. Like this last week, I've had calls from New Zealand of people that are coming to the Parade of Homes, you know, looking at where they can stay all over the nation. There's also builders that bring their crews here because they said they used to go to California to look and get their crews trained in what's up and coming. But now they found out that Utah Valley has more update and more innovation. And so a lot of the builders are bringing their crews here to go through the parade to get ideas and things that they can
use
in their own location.
Innovation in style and design, or is it innovation in construction techniques?
It could be both. I think the style is what shows. techniques usually don't show, and they have to be able to get in and talk with the builders and stuff about that kind of stuff. But just the style, some of the colors, the furniture, the uniqueness, some of the, you know, like last year we had one with a gun range in the basement of the home.
As one does.
Everyone needs that,
yeah,
right,
everybody needs that. But
swimming pool, you know, basketball court, everyone has that, but not a gun range. Yeah. That's the new thing.
No, but there's all kinds of ideas like that that come into it. And the homes are fantastic and very well done. They have to be completely landscaped, which, you know, like last year we had one that spent $1.2 million on his landscaping, just his landscaping. They're completely furnished, decorated. It just shows really well, but it's really unique to Utah. There aren't many Pareto homes in the nation that would be or of this caliber or show this way.
And a lot of these homes throughout the country actually have a parade, but it's just free admission. So you're really just touring model homes. Our parade, you pay money to go see these because it's incredible, and that money is used towards scholarships.
Correct. Yeah, there are a lot of different ways to have a parade of homes. Some of them are just real estate magazines or, you know, model homes that are available, and they all call it parade of homes. I think Utah has a different take on it and has been doing it for 50 years. This is our 50th year anniversary, and it's just very unique. And the homes are a whole different style, class, finished, and to show a whole lot different than the rest of the nation.
Are they new homes, or are some of them lived in and people clear out for a month?
No, they have to be a new home, although we have had a remodel or two in the parade. I think we have one this year. But the remodels have to have been moved out. It's completely remodeled, and so nobody can live in the home or have lived in the home, and then it's till after the parade. So everything's brand new. Even if it's going to be a model home for one of our builders that can't have shown it or used it as a model home before the parade.
I was just worried about somebody living in the house saying, oh, I left my wallet in the nightstand.
No,
like
they,
that.
Yeah, they can't have any of their furniture they do, but their clothing or things like that, they cannot be moved into.
Their toothbrush cannot be in the drawer, Jeff, just in case you're wondering.
Okay, so that's smart.
Yeah, they're not living there quite yet. What's great about the Parade of Homes is you really are seeing some of the latest trends. And I've seen that firsthand with appliances, with wallpaper, with paint colors, with, you know, everything, tile. Yeah. I mean, it's all just the latest and greatest. And most of this stuff is even flown in from out of state so that it can be shown. I know, speaking from my own store at Osmond Designs, we work in advance, almost a year in advance, to make sure that we are ordering furniture that is brand new, that has never been on our showroom before, so that people can see it first at the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned, because we're going to be right back with more info on the Utah Valley Parade of Homes coming up.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And we're talking about the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, one of my favorite topics in the entire world. I live for this stuff. It's like the Super Bowl for Osmond Designs. And not only do we do the furniture, but oftentimes we do a lot of the complete interior design from start to finish, all the exterior selections, all the interior selections, down to every little accent on the nightstand and all the greenery and the bookcases and the whole good thing. So it's a lot of fun. I often get asked why someone would want to be in the Parade of Homes. Steve, let's talk a little bit about that.
That's an interesting, because there's a lot of people that don't want to be in the Parade of Homes, but there's some individuals that are very, very proud of what they've designed or created, and they're very interested in showing that off and sharing it with people. There's also, I think, a lot of the builders get discounts on certain products for being in the parade, and so a lot of times a Parade of Home buyer will get some discounts on the home and can put those towards upgrades and things like that. The other real advantage for a lot of homeowners is it's really hard to get your home done and get it done on time. With the parade, your home is done on time. It's done complete with landscaping, furnishings, everything. So there's a time limit for them to do that. And that's a real good advantage to being in the parade of homes.
So if you're in the parade and your home's there, how many guests are you inviting into your home over the course of the month?
Well, just going by last year, we had our highest home last year was around 20,000 visitors. Probably we had some that are further out, distance to drive and stuff, that probably ended up with 3,000 or 4,000 visitors. We range in price from about $600,000 to probably over $17 million. And so some of those things always influence the people that go. For our builders, I feel like it's always successful, because if you've got the $600,000 house, maybe you're only getting 5,000 visitors, but you're getting people that are interested in that price range. You're getting people that are interested in those subdivisions. And so you get as many leads or more leads than, say, someone that's doing a $15 or $17 million house, because there's so few people that could afford that. And so those people are trying to get two leads while the others are trying to get 10 or 12 leads.
Okay, so you have 20,000 people in your house.
Yes.
In your house over the course of a month. After the parade of homes is done, is that home returned to its original state, or it's like, good luck?
Oh, no. I mean, these people are very well taken care of, and the builders do a lot to make sure the home is in first-class shape after the parade. You know, I've heard of some carpets being replaced, definitely paint touch-up, you know, things like that, that need to be done. But when they move in, it's first quality. So
let me just chime in on that, because I think for builders, there is such great advertising. I know many builders have built their business just from being part of the Parade of Homes, and then they receive future business for the year because of the leads that come through their home. For homeowners, I think it's all about the discounts. I mean, there are huge discounts that are given, specifically appliances. I know in our furniture packages, we're able to offer incredible discounts because we want to showcase our furnishings. And I think a lot of the other subcontractors also do top-notch work.
Yeah, it's a showcase.
It is a showcase.
And so they want to make sure they're showing what they do at the first class. And they want to make sure that their advertisements that they're showing are first class. And they get a lot of leads off of it.
For sure. And I believe in the real estate industry, when they go to resell their home, to have those bragging rights, to be saying, I was a 2025 Utah Valley Parade of Homes, I don't think that hurts. I think that only helps.
No, that gets used a lot. And
does it enhance value?
I think it does, because there is a quality to a parade home that everybody's trying to show off their very best. And so they're really popular.
Very, very popular this year. Utah Valley Parade of Homes. Stay tuned, because we have two tickets that we are going to be giving away, not only at the Orem store, but also at the Lehigh store. Coming right up. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and I currently have crews out working on the Utah Valley Parade of Homes right now while I'm in the wonderful KSL studio with Jeff Kaplan and Steve Caldwell, who is the executive officer for the Home Builders Association in Utah Valley. And Steve, you're kind of a big deal. I know you're really humble and you don't talk about it.
I'm not a big deal for sure. But I have really good people to work with.
Yes,
and
you
it
do.
Makes a huge difference, whether it's the builders or my staff or the associates. We have just really good people that are willing to help each other and work well with each other. And it's been a real blessing in my life. It's been a lot of fun.
So much fun. And the Home Builders Association contributes so much to our community, not only for builders, but for all of the affiliates and the associates and the organizations that work with builders in our community. These are our friends and neighbors, and they are helping to improve our neighborhoods and make our communities fantastic. So we really, really appreciate everything that you're doing. Okay, let's jump right in and let's talk about these incredible homes that are in this year's parade. We have a record-breaking amount of homes, 41 homes in the parade. That has never been done.
No, we've had 40, I think, in 2019. But because of COVID and other things that have gone on, it's been a little bit more difficult. But this year we have 41.
And the prices range from?
Probably $600,000-$700,000 to well over $17 million.
We have a $17 million home in the parade this year.
I wouldn't
year.
Be surprised if there's a couple. We don't, after a certain price, we don't. And the homeowners don't want their prices
Yeah, I noticed that because your first question when I was there walking through, how much is this place? And I couldn't get a solid answer.
Yeah, so we go, I think it's like above $10 million. So anything above $10 million is in that same category.
How do you pick the houses, though?
We don't. We pick the builders. The builders actually apply for to be in the parade last October. And so we go through their builder applications. They have to be members. Obviously, the house has to be new, never been lived in. Location is always a good, important part to us that we can get the public there. There's certain places that HOAs won't let people go into. So we have to design all of that, go through it all. But we try to work with builders that are members and get them involved and let them show their wares during the parade. There's a ton of interest in all price ranges, in all locations. And so I think our furthest one out this year is Genola. But we have a huge, beautiful home in Genola that Jay Lynn Roberts has done. And that's going to be a showpiece if people want to go that far to take a look at it. And we have some out in Eagle Mountain, Saratoga Springs. Alpine's always one of our best areas.
Sure.
Which is, there's some really unique homes in Alpine. Orem has probably our biggest home this year. And then Mapleton-Salem area has some unique big homes in it. And so they're scattered all over. I think the one unique thing this year is we don't have any homes in Highland. In the 12 years I've been involved.
Highland
I've
did not had, represent this year.
I've never seen that happen. Highland's usually a really popular, strong area. And this year there aren't any in Highland, but Alpine's very well taken care of and Mapleton's very well taken
care of. So for planning purposes, when I go, how many homes should I expect to hit in a day?
It depends what a day is. If you're going at night, I would say four or five. Usually they pick an area like Alpine, go one day and pick four or five and see those. Maybe later in the week, go see four or five in Mapleton. Maybe later in the week, go see four or five in Salem. Usually it's a cluster. It's a group that you go see, and then you can get to four or five houses in an evening or an afternoon. We open at noon every day and close at 9. But during the 3 weeks that we're there, we're not open on Sundays or Mondays. We let the builders clean up and also have a little reprieve.
They need to repair their marriages on Sundays and Mondays.
Yeah, they do. And by the end of it, they are really worn out. But it's really, really well received. Probably one of our biggest times, or at least sell tickets, is the last 2 or 3 days, which is really unique. But I think that's because of word of mouth. I think the public's gone back and talked to people about, you've got to see this, things like that. And so we get really crowded those last 2 or 3 days of the parade.
Interesting.
So the Utah Valley Parade of Homes is really house and Pinterest in person. And you get to go and touch and feel all of the good things that are in these homes. However, you do also offer a virtual parade. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we'll start our virtual parade. We're starting to film next week, and we do a 365 Matterport, and then we also do a film of the homes and then we put that on, and that is also available with your ticket. And we sell some of our tickets, obviously, throughout the nation. Last year, we sold in 44 states and 20 different nations tickets to our parade. And some of those are just for the virtual parade.
Wait, so people like from Finland and such?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's got a very good name recognition, and it's becoming more popular all the time. And so, you know, from England, from Ireland, Australia, we've got people that are buying tickets for our parade to just look at the virtual part.
It seems pretty clear this is just about the best parade of homes in the world. I'd imagine the range of prices in which you can search the opulence and the features of the homes. So that's Utah. What's the second best parade of homes in the country?
You know, St. George?
Aside from the Utah ones, because they're all notable.
All the Utah ones.
No, we keep winning. That's
Utah,
the funny thing.
Utah really does a good job, and it's just a different atmosphere. I think Minnesota has some nice, a good quality parade.
I love the way you say that. Minnesota is nice.
They're okay.
I've heard some from Colorado Springs that has a good parade. You know, we get a lot of calls from other home builders associations kind of asking questions and seeing how it's done. It doesn't happen overnight. And so you have to build up a clientele. You have to get your builders involved that want to put that quality of home in. And so it's just a different animal. And it's taken us, well, this is our 50th year anniversary to get to this type of quality.
You must be tremendously proud.
I am personally of our home builders, not for me personally, but our home builders association. Like I say, not just the parade, it's very unique and well done, and builders are fantastic. But the amount of service work they provide, the amount of scholarships and scholarship money that they're able to take care of, and amount of people that they make sure are taken care of, even anonymously. I'm really proud of our organization.
So someone always asks me, are these homes owned by people? Are these spec homes? How does all of that work? And I always respond both.
Yeah, it is. It's both. I would think most of the homes that if they're $5 to $10 million, there's not too many spec homes in that bunch. Those are people that they're building for. But other than that, you know, there was a couple this year that were $1.3 million, $1.5 million specs that I know started as specs, and then they sold since, even in the last couple of weeks. To be in the parade, they have to have their homeowner sign an agreement to be able to show the home. So if they sell it, there's a certain agreement. I still think there's maybe a couple that aren't sold. There's a couple that will be models for builders after the parade's over. And
wait,
so
after the parade's over, will they need to be models, given that 40,000 people will have walked through?
Well, they'll have more people, but they also
use
it for their subdivision.
They'll be sold out by then,
probably. Yeah, and so it would be someone like Ivory Homes that has other lots and subdivisions. So they're building a model home on the corner to attract people to that whole subdivision.
Got it.
And so those aren't sold because they're built as model homes. But I only know of maybe three that will be built as models this year. The rest are all for individuals and to be sold.
And a lot of these homes are real dream homes for people. Mm-hmm. They have saved their entire lives to build these homes. And oftentimes I'm so disappointed when people walk in and are not quite as nice and complimentary as they should be. I mean, we're dealing with the general public. I would say 95% to 98% are wonderful. So Utah, shout out, please be kind when you are walking through someone else's homes. There are homeowners that are in those kitchens and around, and we want this to be a very positive experience, not only for the homeowner.
Wait, do they hang out in their homes?
Some of them
do. I can
do.
Give you one experience. I was at a home in Orem, and I was with the builder and the homeowner, and some ladies were... It had a balcony above, and they were walking across the balcony, and this lady was very proud of her home and was excited, and these two ladies up above, they were pretty boisterous, and one said, "Who the heck would ever build this? These colors are pewter, just terrible." And, you know, she started crying. And I felt so bad for her. First off, they shouldn't be there because there are so many different variables. But secondly, I told her, you can't worry about their opinion. This is a beautiful home, and most people would be. That's the other thing. Most of us are going through, and we'll never be able to have a million or a $2 million house or whatever. And so we're just picking up colors or ideas or things that we would like to dream about in the future.
Oh, for sure. And if you are going to the Parade of Homes this year, maybe you're not in the market to build a new home. Maybe you are. But maybe there's some remodeling tips. Maybe there's a paint color. Maybe there's a tile backsplash that you get excited about. So don't get discouraged. The Parade of Homes is meant to be inspiring, and it can be so much fun. So please, please come to the parade. You can buy tickets at Osmond Designs discount tickets at our store and also at Central Bank. We are allowed to sell $3 off tickets per ticket. And if you're buying multiples, that adds up quite a bit. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned because we're going to be giving away free tickets on the air today. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem, and she's excited. It's Parade of Homes time.
It is Parade of Homes time. And before I forget, at the top of the hour, we are giving away two free tickets to the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. If you walk in to my Lehigh store right now and say that you've heard this KSL Real Estate Show, you're going to receive two tickets valued at $50. Plus, you're going to receive two free bags and two free lanyards, which is always great.
First person to appear?
To appear at the Lehigh store. And then we're doing the exact same thing at the Orem store. So walk into Orem right now. Don't crash a car. Drive carefully into the Orem store and mention that you heard the KSL Real Estate Show today, and we will have two free tickets for you.
No purchase necessary.
No purchase necessary.
Awesome.
This is all fun things. It's not like Oprah. You get a car, you get a car, you get a car, but you do get Parade of Homes tickets, which is almost as cool. Also want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are proud sponsors of the KSL Real Estate Show today. And I have to also let you know that they are my favorite bank. They have made Osmond Designs what it is today. Not only have they done construction loans on different homes that I've built and remodeled over years and years and years, but they also invested in me when Osmond Designs was just an idea. And I cannot appreciate and show gratitude to them more than giving them a shout out on this KSL Real Estate Show. So thank you, Central Bank. Yeah. If you are in the market and need a loan, they offer HELOCs, kids' savings plans, construction loans, and of course, you know, residential and commercial loans. So thank you, Central Bank, for all of your help.
Well, we appreciate both of Osmond Design and Central Bank. They're the main sponsors for our Parade of Homes. We have a lot of sponsorships and a lot of people that are included, but Central Bank and Osmond Design are really, really important to us, and
Steve,
we appreciate them.
Heather comes in here all year long to do the show. It doesn't matter if it's December, October, April, and all she starts with always is the Parade of Homes, how far away it is. It's what she lives for.
And well, how we're already planning and what we did this week and all the good things.
I can relate. We do the same.
I know.
But I love it. So.
It's a lot of fun, right? Okay, Steve, so I'm a person that I like to laugh, and so there's always funny stories associated with the Parade of Homes, and you and I have been working together for a long, long time. Some of these stories we will not share on the air today, but there are others that maybe. Can you just pick one funny story that's happened that was good?
A couple of years ago, we had the opening of the parade on a Thursday, which is the same this year. Obviously, the builders work day in and day out, all night long, trying to get the homes ready. We had a home that was completely done, but one of his workers were out spraying the driveway off at noon on the opening day of the parade. And we had a customer come through, call me and say the home wasn't finished, that was ridiculous for them to be spraying off the driveway during the parade, and want to know if she could have her money back.
And that was probably the third time of cleaning it because they are so meticulous and want it so perfect that they would go to that amount of detail to make it perfect. It's hilarious.
Did she get her money back?
Obviously, we told her if she wanted to come in the office, we'd give it to her. As far as I know, she never came back in. You know, there's still 3 weeks of the parade. There's still 30 or 40 homes to go through. But everybody sees it different. Everybody has a different idea of what it is. So, but I know the builders really try to show well, to make sure their homes are done, that they can, people can see and be amazed by what's going on.
And the Parade of Homes this year really is the hottest ticket in town. There are 41 of the most incredible homes that you will see on the market, ranging from $600,000 all the way up to $17 million undisclosed-ish amount.
Yep.
It is going to be quite the show. Please come and buy your discount tickets at Osmond Designs and Central Bank and receive free bags at Osmond Designs and free lanyards. Come pick them up today. Magazines will be ready on the first day of the parade. Today we've had Steve Caldwell. He's the executive officer for the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. I'm so proud to know you and to call you my friend. And of course, I always love hosting with Jeff Kaplan with KSL. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back next week.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.